Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Travel World. I'm Prosper Bannon.
Will Magus and Stephen Pickford in studio with us.
Good morning, everyone. And another good morning here on Travel World. Stephen Pickford with Willem Backus and Prosper Bannon. Interesting show coming up. We're trying to get Earl Brown on the line. He's one of the editors of the Milepost publication.
The Mile High Post?
No, that's not the story of Vic Phillips' exploits, nor of Denver, Colorado. The Milepost is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. It's a guidebook to Alaska and Yukon travel. And then after 11:30...
Great, just what I need, traveling to a place colder than here.
Well, in the summertime, I don't invite people to go in the wintertime unless you really like lots of extra snow and ice.
So you travel to this place because you're tired of the heat, it's not cold enough for you, 11 months of the year, you gotta go to Alaska?
Well, beautiful area with regards to mountains and trees and wildlife, and in the summertime it can get up, I mean, as I say, high 70s, low 80s Fahrenheit, so it's not snow and ice the entire 12 months of the year.
So you're saying that there's some false impressions of Alaska that have to be...
Yeah, people think it's just, like the second coming of the Ice Age and you've nothing else to see or do there.
Well, I could never imagine, I mean, why anybody would want to go on an Alaska cruise. Why do I want to take a boat to a cold place?
Well, a lot of beautiful scenery, and Earl Brown is on the line now to tell us about some of those things that he's writing about in the Milepost. Good morning.
Well, a gracious good morning. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Absolutely terrific.
Now, you grew up along the Alaska Highway, and now you're writing for this publication that is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
Absolutely. The Milepost book, again, started in 1549, the first year that it had been in existence, and it's been helping travelers find their way up the Alaska Highway through all the different highways in the Yukon and up to Alaska, also Northwest Territories and Northern Alberta. And it's been doing it here, and like I said, we're celebrating our golden anniversary this year, here on the anniversary of the gold rush of 98.
Right, it's one century ago. It's a historical year, and a lot of events going on in Yukon and Alaska to celebrate it.
Absolutely. Here,
Earl, before you go on, can you please help us dispel this myth about Alaska being a cold place? Because myself, I just finished frozen my toes outside digging the car out, and Alaska doesn't seem too appetizing for a guy like me.
In the summertime, you couldn't, and Alaska and the Yukon both can be absolutely glorious. The one major advantage that we've got up in this neck of the woods here, and I'm calling from, you're reaching me in Fort Nelson, northern BC, is that, of course, that the days are so long that the sunlight, when you hit the Arctic Circle, which is both in Yukon and the Alaska as well, and there are periods of time when the sun does not set, and you've got that unsetting sun there all summer long.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
Periods,
light
you
all day.
Yeah, light all day to do those great things, a lot of great fishing and hiking and camping.
Fabulous photography opportunities and so forth. And like I say, some of the hottest weather I've encountered have been up in Inuvik, up in on the Arctic coast on the end of the Dempster Highway.
You haven't been to Jamaica recently, have you?
It's funny you should mention I have not.
A lot of very sort of off the beaten path or offbeat type places, and I think it attracts characters who like to relocate to Alaska and the Yukon. I mean, the directory tells us some of these places like to, a moose dropping festival.
Moose dropping festival?
Now, I do want to let you people know this is not a festival where you go ahead and take a large ungulate and let him go from a distance and have this moose plummet to the ground. This is not the type of moose droppings we're talking about.
Right.
No, we're talking about cow pies.
That's right.
Of a similar variety. Equation. Where you grab those and drop them off a high bridge on a suspecting pedestrian below.
The Moose Dropping Festival is actually in Talkeetna, Alaska, and it's a real fun time in the summertime where they go ahead and actually do some fundraising for their local museum there, and they've got a lot of really wacky things that they do to get people enthused and going along there. It's one of the close best air jumping off spots for people who want to take aerial flight seeing tours in the Denali Park area as well. And, it's really become a legend. In it.
Tell us a bit more about the wacky stuff, because now you're starting to pique my interest.
Well, there's all sorts of things like you know how you've got the Easter egg races and sort of things where you may take a run along rapidly with a spoon and an egg in it. Here, of course, the eggs are replaced with moose droppings.
Oh.
There's also...
do you eat after these spoons later on?
That's your own choice, I think. Personally, I would want to make sure that some cleansing had taken place.
I would imagine so. I probably would.
Other things, of course, is how far you can hurl moose droppings.
Or how far you can hurl.
Throw. Perhaps I should have used that word instead. They get some crazy things where they get people in character costume and so forth. It's really just a real wild and wacky time and merriment had by all.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
You betcha.
Now, where in Alaska as well, they talk about where you can get walrus penis bones, and they said it's one of the world's most unusual souvenirs. Now, I never even knew you could use one as a souvenir.
Sounds like the kind of size that you'd find on a Montreal Canadiens hockey player, wouldn't you say?
It's funny you should bring that up, as a matter of fact. One thing you have to bear in mind is the average walrus is pretty large. In fact, you may be looking at a ton and a half of walrus. And some people, of course, are amazed when they see the penis bone of a walrus, which, of course, when the walrus is deceased and so forth, there is can be up to about a foot and a half long, just the bone that helps the move the material around. And
please change the subject, please.
and of course, the one thing about them is in Alaska you can get them. And I talked to one of the gift stores up there where they actually sold, maybe about 60 or 70 of them. You're talking about $150 U.S., but for the person who has got everything, I'll bet that's something they probably don't have.
I bet they don't.
One of those lifetime memories that you can bring back from a trip to Alaska.
Absolutely.
Since we're on the subject of wildlife, what else should we expect to see as far as animals?
Well, I guess the first thing I want to counsel a person, if they do decide to come up this neck of the woods, is don't put your pedal to the metal. Slow down and be prepared to read ahead in the milepost book to see where good opportunities are. For example, on the Alaska highways, you start off at Dawson Creek and you go to Fort Nelson. Now, the area between Fort Nelson and Watson Lake, which is Fort Nelson at mile 300 and Watson Lake at mile 635, can be some of the best areas for wildlife viewing. I have gone up there in a single day, seen, I think, about four bears, half a dozen moose, about 80 Stone Mountain sheep, and caribou. There was other creatures as well there, and a couple of elk and so forth there. It can be a spectacular area for wildlife viewing. In fact, that's one thing about the book there. If there are areas that are particularly well, good reputation for wildlife viewing, I like to let the travelers know that in advance.
Earl, can you hold that thought? Because we're getting kind of time to talk about pizza here for a moment. Plus, we also have something special about your book happening. For the listeners, there's a special quiz. We're giving away some books today here on Travel World. It's called Milepost by Earl Brown. And we're giving away two books. Therefore, the first two listeners who call in with the answer to this particular quiz will receive a copy of this great book. And the following quiz is, these two gentlemen were better known under what name? Rob Pilatus, okay?
Okay, got it.
Rob Pilatus and Fab Morvan. Who are they better known as? Sort of towards the late 80s. Anyhow, the first two callers will win a copy of the Milepost book by Earl Brown. And I bet you don't have a great pizza like Donini in Alaska, do you?
No, that's one thing that I think Montreal is known for, great pizza. Pizza Donini, 383-6000, 30 minutes or less, piping hot, oven fresh, at your door, 31 locations in Greater Montreal, great Montreal-style pizza. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue. Another holiday.
Montreal.
Are you getting into a serious relationship or maybe wondering about your spouse's recent behavior? Don't torment yourself any longer. Call Checkmate, a licensed and bonded detective agency. Checkmate Investigations are the specialists in marital investigations. Call Checkmate 445-1949 or toll free at 1-888-877-1949 to find out the real truth you need to know. From criminal to civil, matrimonial to corporate, put the Checkmate team of highly trained professionals to work for you. Checkmate, in business since 1991. Checkmate, 445-1949.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luc, then Noemi Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
Hi, this is Stephen Pinker, and I love my computer thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Saturnus really know their stuff, and they deliver. And when new things come out, they'll upgrade me. Now that's being computer smart. In business for 25 years, you know that their two-year guarantee on everything really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, I just call 990-0802, and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
If breakfast has a special place in your heart, then we have the special place for breakfast. Chez Carole is a homey restaurant on Bridge Street, Point St. Charles, across from Club Price, and it's all about breakfast. Good, hearty, reasonably priced. In fact, at Chez Carole, you can eat from 5 a.m. to 11 for as low as $1.50 for petit déjeuner, $2.95 a full breakfast. And from 11 to 2, try Chez Carole's lunch brunch menu, including sandwiches. Chez Carole, 321 Bridge Street, across from Club Price, open Monday through Saturday for great breakfast.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Weaver & Weaver are having a post-bankruptcy auction. Fabulous Persian rugs and runners from Iran, India, Pakistan, and China. All wool and silk. Everything must be sold. No minimum bid. Be there this Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m., again at 7 p.m., plus a third time Monday at 7 p.m. I'm Leslie Robinson, and I'll be there live Saturday and Monday at Weaver & Weaver's post-bankruptcy auction. 3450 Côte Vertu, across from Place Vertu, 745-8998.
WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Back to Travel World. It's Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford and Prosper Bannon here for another segment with Earl Brown.
Okay. It's interesting. Montreal has a very good, interesting connection with the milepost and one restaurant in particular up in Dawson City.
The Moose Dropping Restaurant.
Big pardon?
The Moose Dropping Restaurant.
No, not that, not the one. This one is Klondike Kate's, named after Klondike Kate of the Gold Rush era. The people who operate that thing there have a tremendous inflow of staff that come up to Dawson City in the Yukon every season. Most of them are a large number of hailing from the Montreal area.
All right.
So for anybody that's out there who are acquainted with the Klondike Kate crew, well, a hearty hello and look forward to seeing you this summer.
And a hidey-ho there, good neighbor.
Okay.
So, well, Earl, that was...
And also, I mean, you're talking about Yukon and the 100th anniversary. You can still go out there yourself and pan for gold. I don't know whether you get rich enough to pay for your vacation, but you can do that.
It is possible. The one thing you do have to be careful about there is a lot of these streams and areas are pre-staked and so forth. And, yeah, you start messing around on somebody else's gold claim, you could be... asked to leave in a heck of a hurry. That's why the one thing that the Klondike Visitors Association in Dawson City have got is just six claims down from the original gold strike on Bonanza. They've got something called claim number six, and that happens to be an area that where they've gone ahead and said, this site here is available for any of the travelers that come along and want to try their hand at it the old-fashioned way. Grab your gold pan and shovel, and try your luck at it.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Now, you drive up there on the Alaska Highway. Now, how deserted or how many services are there as you go along? What can one expect while they drive along the highway?
In the summertime, there are services fairly regularly. I think that probably maybe 50 or 60 miles might be the longest that you'll ever drive between services. Most of the times, you'll find spots sometimes every 20 miles and sometimes 50 miles as an average. When the highway was being built, they tried to have a fairly major maintenance section every 50 miles to keep things up and running. And oftentimes, businesses and restaurants and so forth would spring up right around at the immediate vicinity there. So there's a lot of options there for getting food and accommodation and services and gas for your vehicle all through up that, down the highway.
That's pretty good because you need those service centers, especially on a long highway like that.
Yeah, because I think that's one of those impressions people get is, you know, you start and you better stock up because you go for 1,500 miles or so and you'll have nothing. But I guess, again, that's a misimpression that people have.
Well, in fact, one of the things with the milepost, when we go ahead and update it, again, there are four of us field editors who go ahead and look after the 12,000 miles or 20,000 kilometers of road that the book covers. And if we let you know exactly what you're going to see on a mile-by-mile basis, we may go ahead and say, all right, here we are at such and such a bridge, and it gives the whole book is calibrated, or each highway is calibrated from the beginning of the highway. So we may say that at 423.1 miles, i.e. 677 kilometers from Dawson Creek, the highway swings northward, and then the next book there may be 1 mile or 1.6 clicks further on where we give reference to the Peterson Creek Bridge. Then there's a spot where it tells about a spot for camping and gas, place for this information center along the side of the highway, a good spot for viewing wildlife. Yeah, so it tells you, it's almost as though there's a person right with you traveling the whole highway along with your trucks.
Right, telling you what to expect at every step of the way. And of course, this is not just the Alaska Highway, but you cover all of the major highways in the north.
The major highways, a lot of the minor highways. The milepost has got over 30 individual highways logged and indexed in the milepost book there. So whether you're traveling the fairly remote and historical run, the Canal Highway, which takes you from Ross River south of Whitehorse, or from Johnson's Crossing south of Whitehorse up to Ross River, up to the Northwest Territories border, and which is probably one of the more remote roads that you're going to find, it's in there. And if you want to travel the route from Delta Junction down through Glen Allen and down on its way to Anchorage and so forth, which is one of the better traveled highways, it's in there. The whole work is there, and like I say, the people use the milepost almost fanatically to find their ways and see what there is to do along the road.
Right, and they've been doing that for 50 years now.
Exactly. You know, I had an interesting thing. Again, although the milepost book comes out new each year, and it's a tremendous keepsake for a lot of people who made the trip and made the roads, I ran into one fellow, when he realized it was the milepost man, he gave me a grin and said, I got something you have to see. And what he pulled out his 1951 milepost.
Oh, wow.
It was the third issue that had ever been printed, and he had made the trip in 1952 on a motorcycle in April.
Oh, man. That's got to be really heartwarming, though, to have something like that come back to you. I mean, stuff that you've been putting out like that. I mean, I've been checking out your book, and it's really something.
Like I say, there's 768 pages, and it's full color throughout. I'm not sure. I think there's 400 or so photographs, and a lot of photographs in the advertising and so forth.
Oh, look at the beautiful pictures and stuff like that. I'm serious. For your listeners who even aren't planning to actually go there, hopefully you do, but just to see this, it's such a gorgeous book. I mean, I'm looking through it, and there's pictures everywhere. There's stories and everything like that. You really put something together here.
Well, and let me make it clear that I don't do it alone. I'm, like I say, one of the field editors that there's two of us in Canada that look after the actual road work and contacting the different people up and down the street and making sure the factual information is correct. The editor, we're extremely fortunate, is Chris Grave. And Chris has been with the milepost for, I think, about 20 of the last 50 years. And she knows the book by almost better than the back of her hand, and her soul, like my own, is poured into that book each and every year.
You know something, Earl? I'm looking through here, and I'm reading about Fairbanks, Alaska, and I don't see the story that was early in the 50s. They passed a special bylaw in Fairbanks banning every form of dogs and cats there, so it ended up being called Dogless Fairbanks.
You know, that one is, I don't know the full story on that one. You whetted my appetite.
Well, it's not unlike some of the other silly things that Stephen and I actually go through here. But for the listeners, we've had a few callers in for your book, Earl, but some of them can't quite get the quiz, so I'll pass you another hint. We're looking for the name that Rob Pilatus and Fab Morvan were better known as. They were a musical group. They were extremely popular towards the end of the 80s and were involved in a scandal in the early 90s. So for anybody who'd like to call in and like a copy, and I tell you something, this is one beautiful book. You're missing out on something, so come on in.
The other thing is when the book rolled off the presses here last month, 105,000 copies, which is 10 semi-trailer tractor folds of books rolled off the presses. So they are distributed all over throughout the states. Raincoast Book in Canada is the Canadian distributor for them. And if you walk into any bookstore, they should be able to get a copy for you within days if they don't have one on their shelf.
It's one definitely beautiful book.
And like I say, although the price tag is $27.95, and some people say, oh, that's a lot of money.
It's worth it. It's worth twice that.
I have never talked to anyone who's traveled the highway who didn't think that that was the very best investment that they could have made on such an epic journey.
Oh, it's something beautiful. I tell you something, you sure can work up an appetite getting on the Alaska Highway, huh?
Yeah, a lot of appetite out there. Well, I want to thank you, Earl Brown, for taking a few moments this Saturday morning to introduce many of our listeners to a publication that they may not have heard about, The Milepost. It's out there every year, 50th anniversary. It's available in bookstores everywhere. And thank you for making Travel World part of your Saturday with us.
Okay, well, that was truly a delight to get a chance to meet you on the radio, Steve. And I certainly wish you all the best, and I hope look forward to seeing a great number of your listeners heading on up this way to the Yukon in Alaska.
Love to see you any other time, Earl. And let's talk about Pizza Donini for a little bit.
Yes, it's not just pizza, but a whole lot more. It's great pizza, but you got pasta and chicken wings and a lot of submarines, a lot of great food at Pizza Donini. Just one number to remember, 383-6000, 31 locations. If you're out on the road today, you're bound to find a Pizza Donini nearby. Give them a call at 383-6000, 30 minutes or less at your door.
Yeah, and they're fast. It really is. I had a Pizza Donini pizza yesterday, and they were real quick, and you know, unless you're actually on the air, then they take 2 hours.
Right.
That's a joke. But anyway, Pizza Donini, 383-6000, one number to remember, and even Chad likes them. Chad, roll the break.
You guys are bad.
CITC Montreal.
At Bowie Malteneau, you'll find household products at super competitive prices. You'll also receive a warm, friendly welcome and an easy payment plan that lets you buy now with nothing to pay until January 1999. For 38 years, Bowie Malteneau has been the popular choice of people throughout Quebec. So do what hundreds of others are doing. Visit your nearby Bowie Malteneau store and rediscover real value. Like the Panasonic cordless phone offered at $79. Bowie Malteneau, where quality always meets low prices.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Weaver & Weaver are having a post-bankruptcy auction. Fabulous Persian rugs and runners from Iran, India, Pakistan, and China. All wool and silk. Everything must be sold. No minimum bid. Be there this Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m., again at 7 p.m., plus a third time Monday at 7 p.m. I'm Leslie Robinson, and I'll be there live Saturday and Monday at Weaver & Weaver's post-bankruptcy auction. 3450 Côte Vertu, across from Place Vertu, 745-8998.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Here's Tanya from Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. What have you got there? Barnyard animals?
We sure do. So come and watch me make the bunnies, chickies, roosters, and our beautiful cow, Mabel. We also make customized eggs filled with cream, Smarties, and other surprises. And of course, we have beautiful baskets and tents and our very own chocolate garden. Don't forget our sugar-free chocolates and for Passover, kosher chocolates. And come and see Bugsy, our 3-foot chocolate bunny.
That's at Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory for the best in handmade chocolates, Marché de l'Ouest.
AM 600, CIQC.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Every morning, Jim Duff puts on his pants the same way any politician does, one leg at a time. But then things change. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9, Jim Duff comes to work. He prods, probes, asks questions, things politicians avoid in case there's a scandal. The Morning Drive with Jim Duff has news, weather, traffic, and sports. There's also insight, opinion, and a shot of humor. The Morning Drive with Duff, weekdays from 6 till 9 on AM 600, Montreal's interactive information station.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
I'm a believer. Welcome back
yes,
to Travel World. With Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Prosper Bannon. And our music man, Prosper, has got his Prospercaster all packed up. We'd like you to play a few tunes for us in the latter half of the show. So whenever you're ready, please put it together, because Prosper and I have been working on some music, which we'll be playing for you in upcoming weeks. We got some great, exciting things coming up for you as well. We've got Michelle Landry, our intern, coming in from Flint, Michigan. And I think this is... epitomizes part of the spirit here at Travel World. We are more or less, we like to embrace anything that constitutes the good things in life. And not only do we like to travel in other places, but we also like to introduce Montreal to other people. Whenever we go places, we're like ambassadors of Montreal because we're so proud of this beautiful city. And one of the nice things, after all, is that Michelle Landry will be coming to visit us. She's in her 20s. She's a communication student in Flint, Michigan. She'd like to learn a little bit of French here in Montreal. And she's going to be staying with somebody who is, you know, involved with the show. It's interesting, when I spoke with the lady who was going to be putting her up, and says, well, what exactly is her job going to be? And I said, part of what Michelle's going to do is she's going to be investigating the fun things to do in Montreal. She said, oh, boy, I'm going to have to go out and, I'm going to have to, you know, go out and party with her all the time. Gee whiz, I don't think I'm going to handle that. But... either way.
Yeah, too much partying, too much running around, too much having fun. I mean, can't handle enough of that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, part of the thing that Michelle's going to be doing for us, is she's going to be actually going interviewing Montrealers on the street. We've got a microphone for her. So if you see a lovely lady downtown with a CIQC sign and a microphone, she's going to be asking you some questions about your preferences in travel. Where's your favorite place to go? What's the best vacation you've had? What's the funniest things happened to you? Things like that.
Yeah, anything to do with travel. Places you'd like to go if you were given the chance, your funniest travel memory.
Oh, absolutely. And we have winners, by the way, in the milepost contest. We'd like to thank Lynn Miller and Penny Romiliotis. Forgive me if I've mispronounced your name. You both won the contest. The answer, of course, Rob Pilatus and Fab Morvan from Germany were better known as Mili Vanilli. I don't know whether they actually switch places during the show. I don't know. I want to be Mili today. You be Vanilli. Yeah. You want to be Vanilli? Yeah. We're to sing. God, you know it's true. Anyway, so we're back. We're going to be having another special guest join us on the phone very soon.
Yeah, because today marks the, really the first full day of spring, and Cherry Blossom Festival is well underway
spring.
In Washington, D.C., so we'll be talking to Rhonda Howard about her recent trip to Washington.
Any relation to you talking about cherries and Rhonda?
Yeah, well, there's a correlation, I guess. I don't know. Everything gets, there's always a link between almost everything we say
and
we do.
What about that song that Prosper plays? She's my cherry pie, looks so good, make a grown man cry. She is a very beautiful woman, isn't she? And Rhonda Howard is actually one of our newest correspondents. She is based in Montreal and will be doing field reports for us from time to time.
Right, different places that she's traveled to, and she'll be reporting on them. Information that she can pass along to our listeners, which is really appreciative.
Oh, yes. We're trying to queue up Help Me Rhonda, of course.
Signature song.
Cartridge.
Yeah. So, always a signature song for every guest.
We know Chad will do his best there, so you want to play the cart there, Chad? There we go. And Rhonda's on line 5 with us. Rhonda, welcome to Travel World.
How are you both? And thank you for that theme song. I'm truly honored. As if I've never heard that before, but I appreciate it anyway.
There's always something fun on Travel World.
Yes, in fact, I love your musical bridges, and I wanted to take a shot at that winning that wonderful Alaskan book because I know the answer to that question.
Yeah, who would you rather be, Mili or Vanilli?
Yes, Mili Vanilli, but I guess it's too late. It's all in the timing, right?
Yeah, it's however you get in on that line. And
I actually saw a documentary this week on VH1, 8 Days of 80s, and they had Mili Vanilli on there, believe it or not, and detailed the entire scandal, how they started up, and also how low they sunk after they were kind of fallen from grace there. And
well, how perfect to do a musical scandal to the city of the biggest scandal on the planet right now.
Right, you're just back from Washington.
Yes, and it certainly is the city of the biggest scandal, but there is a lot more in Washington than whatever is going on or not going on in the big White House there. But you certainly do get a feeling that there's a lot of energy and people and excitement because of that big story.
So tell us more about your trip there, Rhonda.
Well, it's a great place to go, as Stephen and you mentioned before. It's a wonderful place in the spring because the cherry blossoms, thanks to El Nino, are a little bit early this year. So they should be in full bloom for any of our listeners that might be heading down in the spring. And it's just a wonderful walking city. So,
do they grow chocolate?
Do they grow chocolate?
You're talking about cherry blossoms.
Oh, I'm talking about cherry blossoms. Actually, they grow everything there. So, yeah, there may be a chocolate farm, but that wasn't on my itinerary. That'll be the next trip.
Next trip. Of course, Washington is one of those easy places to get to from Montreal. On Air Canada, the nonstop service, which has been a couple of years now under the Open Skies Agreement, you can actually go down on a Friday night and come back on a Sunday night, the scheduling of the flights, and go down at 5 p.m., back at 7 p.m. or so on a Sunday, and get 2 full days of touring, go down there on the Canada Regional Jet.
Yeah, actually, I was going to mention that because I wasn't sure how easy it was, in fact, to get down to Washington from Montreal, and it's really easy. There's 3 flights every day, 7 days a week, direct to Washington's National Airport from Dorval, and they've timed it for a change at some pretty convenient times. You can leave in the morning as early as 6:55 if you have a business meeting or something to do there, and you can also leave as late as in the evening, and then they have 3 direct flights sites back. So it's quite user-friendly, I must say. And it's one of those, Stephen, you'd probably know because you're more of an air aficionado than me, but it's that small little plane.
Right, the Canadair Regional Jet, 50 seats.
Yeah, and it's great because it's very cozy and efficient, and you just get off the ground and it's about an hour and a half. So it's great. I quite recommend it. It's pretty, as I say, user-friendly to get down to D.C. And also I should add as well that National Airport down there is just finished with $400 million worth of renovations, and Air Canada is in their new wing. And I thought I would never say this, but there's really good food in the waiting room at National Airport for the Air Canada flight. So don't think you have to grab dinner in the city if you have a dinner time.
Well, details, Rhonda. We'd like to know some more about the food down there.
Well, in the airport, they have great. They have a bagel place and a Chinese place. Can you imagine? It's great, actually. In fact, I went a bit early on my return with a good book because I knew I'd have a decent dinner. So I thought that was a nice bonus. To have in the airport, because you don't often, people sort of run in and out of it.
Well, sometimes you just get a hot dog, and it's on a, you know, half-cooked and on a soggy bun. And
yeah, this is very, very nice, and the Air Canada, you know, is at the end of it, and it's all very sort of cordoned off because they're international flights, and it's just quite a pleasant place to wait for the Air Canada flight back to Montreal. So,
did you have a bit of time at least to, you know, relax a little bit in the airport? Because I know when we went down to Hartsfield, Atlanta, with Delta, their connections are beautiful. What they do is they put you in one end of the terminal and make you run down to the other end for a 30-second connection. Stephen and I got our more exercise than we do in karate class with our touch every line and do your 10 pogos and push-ups.
Actually, this one is, I mean, it's a big airport. I don't know how it would compare to Montreal. It seems like a big airport. There's a lot of really good stores in the National Airport, too. And then when you get to the Air Canada part at the end of it, all the restaurants are right there. There's maybe about five or six of them. And they're all sort of different kind of cuisines. I've really never seen that in an airport before. And the flights seem, you know, of course, weather dependent, but they're always very punctual. And the staff, of course, is quite friendly. So I would, you know, it's a very easy, as Stephen just mentioned, it's a great weekend getaway.
Right, and of course, Air Canada works with a number of tour operators, not only their own Air Canada Vacations, but also Alio Tours, Amira Canada. You don't necessarily have to stay the Saturday night. You can go on Monday, come back a Wednesday with some of their air drive packages or air and hotel packages. So that's also good for the business traveler, that you don't have to get stuck with some of these $1,000 airfares. You can pay $300, $400, $500 and get down there and get an air car package. So,
needless to say, that's a great benefit because Washington, D.C. is such a business person city. I mean, they have, you know, so many businesses and organizations and things that are headquartered down there, that there are many Montrealers and I guess from all the Canadian cities that would have just a day or two of business to do there. So, you know, their flights are, you know, quite convenient for that kind of thing. But it's also a lot of fun if you have no business to do except a radio show.
Right. We'll be talking about some of those fun things. If you can hold the line with us, we'll come back after the break with fun things to do in Washington.
Yeah, I'd like to ask Danielle if she'd please call Chad back. He's been asking for you. And Chad, I bet you can work up a real appetite, hey? Working the console so hard?
I work up an appetite breathing.
Okay. You sure could use a pizza, couldn't you?
Yeah, that one number, 383-6000, Pizza Donini. Real great pizza, a whole lot more oven fresh. Oh, I can't wait till lunchtime. Pizza Donini, 383-6000.
Roll the rake.
You guys are bad.
AM600 Montreal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
8 million tax returns are filed incorrectly every year. Don't let yours be one of them. Call Parrott Holdings. With 20 years' experience, you'll get the best returns and the best advice, all at reasonable rates. Let Parrott Holdings plan your whole tax year, not just your return. File it electronically and get your refund within 15 days. For consultations and advice, business and personal, see the tax experts at Parrott Holdings. Call now, 631-1046. That's 631-1046. Why pay more elsewhere when you can get a 98 Jeep Cherokee Sport 4x4 for as little as $198 a month and just $3,400 down? Or a 98 7-passenger Voyager for as low as $20,298 or as little as $239 a month with $1,545 down? Get the details on the incredible deals at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep. Why pay more? Better check out the 97 demos on the lot. Over two dozen. Super value, super prices, super choice at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep. 335 Brunswick facing Fairview.
It's RRSP season again, and when you invest this year, call Ron Greeley from Executive Financial Services. Ron Greeley is an independent investment advisor who has access to all investment funds, including well-known names like GT Global and Dynamic. Ron will sit down with you and design a package that works best for you, just like he did for me. And now I'm a homeowner. Thanks in part to Ron Greeley's investment advice. Call him today at 731-2438. That's 731-2438. Ron Greeley, Executive Financial Services.
Monday on Newswatch, doing what it takes to help a learning disabled child.
So he was away from without Ritalin for 10 days, and he says, oh no, ma'am, you know, I cannot concentrate, exams are coming up, I really need my Ritalin, give it to me.
A mother just says no.
He's creating an emotional dependence now on Ritalin, and this child has to learn that he has to depend on himself.
Childhood challenges, Monday on Newswatch on CBC Montreal Channel 6, Cable 13.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trip to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream. With Zagary Travels, USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary, 626-3132.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Yeah. It is the weekend here on Travel World.
It is the weekend, working and thinking about getting away.
I'd like to thank a listener for having appeared on the show with us last week, John McGrath. Thank you for coming on Travel World.
It was fun having you here.
Talking about the freighter travel. It was information that I would never have occurred to me before, and we would very much like to encourage listeners to write us or call us or whatever.
Let us know.
Our fax number is 624-8887. You can also write us on the internet at travelworld@reporters.net, all lowercase letters, or you can even phone us during the week at 626-3132. But we really like that story. It would never have occurred to us to talk about freighter travel. It made a great show, great information. And so thank you again for appearing on our show, John McGrath. And we're going to get back with Rhonda
Howard is on the line with us. She's back from Washington, D.C. And you got to tour a little bit during the sort of early spring that they're getting in Washington.
Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
Guys, in fact, that just to get an idea of the city, there's about 4 million people who live in Washington, but 20 million people visit it every year. So you've got to figure that there's an awful lot to do, a lot to do there. Somebody, in fact, told me that there are 50 museums in Washington, which is an amazing quantity of museums, most of which are free, which is nice to notice. I mean,
my favorite price.
Yeah, exactly. The price is right. And it's a real, as I said before, sort of walking place. You got to bring good sneakers or something with you because there's a lot of walking to do. And you'd want to, and I stayed right downtown, actually, which in a lot of American cities isn't such a good bet. But in Washington, it's a wonderful idea because the subway system's fabulous and it can get you everywhere. And in fact, I stayed at the Marriott, which is probably in the best location in the city. There's two of them. And for anyone that has a pen and pencil handy and plenty, a trip down there, they might want to take advantage of their weekend specials. It's pretty reasonable. There's the Marriott Metro Center and the JW, and they're both walking distance to the White House and everything else that may be of interest, including the mall, which is the only mall in America that has no stores on it, and it's only the area in Washington where the Smithsonian Museums are and all of the monuments, and it's a wonderful place to take a stroll.
Well, actually, I know about a mall in La Pocatière's got no stores left in it.
This is not economy determined, however.
Right.
It's on purpose that they put no stores, although there's a couple of pretty cheap sweatshirt vendors there.
Yeah, a lot of sweatshirt vendors and people selling sort of cheap souvenirs all along the mall.
A lot of them, yeah. There's a lot of tourists there. That's why they always like to pick up that kind of stuff, I guess.
And which museums did you find the most interesting?
Well, I love the Smithsonian American History Museum because that has all kinds of neat stuff in there, like Archie Bunker's chair from that sitcom we all watched, and all of things that sort of shaped American popular culture, and all of us up here in Canada, of course, know about most of those things, so it's kind of fun to see it. And I should also...
Right beside that chair, you should put Stephen's father's chair.
Maybe I'll have to send in a recommendation for that one. They also, for all you shoppers out there listening, have the best museum gift shop I've ever seen next to the one at the MoMA in New York. This one at the Smithsonian has all kinds of really great gift items, very unique things that you wouldn't find anywhere else. And you know, all things that have White House written on it, and FBI hats, and towels that have an outline of a dead body, you know, FBI. It's fun. So remember that around Christmas time or any time you need to pick a gift up for somebody. And they also have nice cafes in the museum. So the museums are a pretty good bet in Washington.
Let's get to some quick facts here, because time is running real tight, and we wanted to give a bit of a stage to Prosper as well. So let's run down, what about the safety?
Safety is, I had a pretty good sense of it there. I mean, you know, you have to have your sort of street radar in place, and you know, you don't want to have a camera and a map swinging off your shoulder and advertise that you're a tourist with foreign dollars and stuff. But otherwise, it's a southern town in a lot of ways, so there's a lot of southern hospitality down there.
A lot of hospitality down there.
Yeah, and it's a lot of good food, and I know you guys always like to talk about good food, and I should just mention quickly that there's more Ethiopian restaurants there than anywhere.
Maybe, what about food?
Maybe even in Ethiopia. I mean, there's wonderful in an area called the Adams Morgan, if anybody gets down to D.C., and they have all kinds of international and unique restaurants, some of which we don't even have up here in Montreal.
Well, there's a big international community because of the international visitors and the international, you know, diplomatic community.
And the embassies, of course, so they're catering to that crowd as well, but they're very cheap eats, a lot of those places, Caribbean, and I even ate in a restaurant from Burma. I had no idea what that food was going to even be, but it was quite tasty, I must say. So there's a lot of exploring to do, gastronomic exploring, which is always fun in a new city.
Sometimes you wonder about the... how authentic some of these Far Eastern restaurants are when they serve you ketchup with the egg rolls.
And a fork and a knife. I didn't run into that, I must say. I had some very interesting condiments in some of these restaurants, so I quite highly recommend exploring a bit off the beaten track. And then if you're not that adventurous, there's all the mainstream American restaurants and the hotel dining rooms. There's no shortage of food in Washington.
There seems to be always a restaurant on every corner.
Unbelievable. And there's street vendors selling food, too, which I must confess to you guys on the radio. I did have a hot dog there, and it was pretty good.
There you go. We got 30 seconds left to throw something in there for you, Rhonda.
Well, 30 seconds in Washington, all I can say is it's a wonderful place for the spring. I had a great time down there, and anyone going in the spring in May, there's a great event. It's called the Goodwill Embassy Tour, and they open the doors of all the embassies, and you can go in and see all the furniture, meet the ambassadors, and all the money goes to charity. So you can check with the D.C. Hotel Convention Center for that, but it would be a great experience. Otherwise, you'd really never get an opportunity to go snooping around other people's big houses, but it's one of their most popular events. So,
Rhonda, thanks for appearing on the show. with us, we'll invite you to join us in studio when you're next in Montreal.
I would love that, only if you promise to play the Beach Boys before we start.
We'll definitely do that. That's your theme song.
Good.
Thanks for appearing with us on Travel World.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, and I look forward to coming back to Travel World.
Thanks a lot.
All righty, thanks, you guys.
All right. Now, Prosper. That's the man.
Yes, the music identifies the man. That's his signature riff.
Now, Prosper and I have been writing some music. We wanted to write a country song. I've got the words down, of course. It's going to be entitled something like Every Country Music Song Ever Written in 30 Seconds or Less.
Yeah, put all the titles together and see what you come up with.
What kind of stuff? Prosper is more of a rock and roll guitarist. We want to explore a bit more of your hobbies and in music, Prosper. Tell us a bit more about what you're working on right now.
Well, I play a lot of mostly hard rock and blues-oriented music. And, of course, you had to pick country music for the type of song that we would do.
Well, that's for Tanya Ray, but, I mean, right. We're also very bluesy and rock and roll around Travel World. Wow, that's pretty good stuff.
More of a typical blues kind of sound. Besides that, a lot of hard rock, a lot of stuff that we hear often on the radio, too. Not as much lately as in the 80s, but... Still very interesting music.
Can you keep playing some other stuff for us, right, Prosper? Wow. Now that's music.
Yeah, that's music. We'll be listening to a lot of blues. I look at our itinerary for Milwaukee next week, and some of the restaurants... specialize in live entertainment, blues, and jazz. And
well, Milwaukee brings up beer, of course, which brings up the two favorite colors in Quebec, blue and blue light.
Yeah.
But a bit more of your favorite tunes. Is there any particular song, any lyrics that you've come up with, or am I the lyric man?
For the moment, you are, Willem.
Yes.
I mostly concentrate
never
on
never at a
music.
Loss for words.
Well, sometimes I have the...
It depends what you're doing.
Well, when I seen you eat with that spoon at the Moose Dropping Festival...
Yeah, that... pleasant memories.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun going to Alaska.
Oh, yeah, Alaska, I think, is one of those really, brings out the characters, and it's a lot of fun. And if you're into wildlife and photography and a lot of great things to see up there.
Prosper also played a song called My Best Friend Just Died and It Doesn't Matter. What song is that?
That is a Metallica song, Willem, but I think we have a theme song.
Yeah, that means...
Yeah. It would be kind of hard to play.
Well, a future day, we'll let you play it, and...
Next week, Prosper will be in studio.
Yes, he'll be holding down the fort. We're heading off to Milwaukee, America's brewing capital, broadcasting live next Saturday, 11 to noon, right here on AM 600.
That way we could see Laverne and Shirley, and for those of you who don't know where Milwaukee is, it's just south of Kenosha. It's where they beat gremlins.
Yes. Number one gremlin fan sitting across from me here.
Spirits and gremlins.
They remember you in Vancouver as
the
man with the gremlin.
It's not the fishbowl.
They remember you in Vancouver because of the gremlin.
Yes, of course. That would be Monica Hayes. Prosper, thanks for joining us on the air,
Prosper.
Stephen.
Guys.
Thank you, everybody in Montreal, for joining us here on Travel World for another week. We're sad it's over again. So join us next week while we're in Milwaukee, Prosper in studio. I'll give him a big welcome, and thanks for all of our listeners. Bye-bye.
This is AM 600, CIQC, Montreal's first radio station.